The federal government's moving to scrap two climate change agencies as it continues to put its stamp on the public service. The head of the Climate Commission, Professor Tim Flannery, lost his job today, and the organisation was abolished. And the authority with the job of advising the government about emissions targets and the carbon price is also expecting to be wound up. The Environment Minister, Greg Hunt, says it's part of streamlining government, and his department will now provide itself with what he calls independent advice on climate change. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
With sections of the public service still reeling from the government's decision to sack three experienced departmental secretaries and integrate AusAid into the Foreign Affairs Department, the government turned its attention to climate change.
This morning, Minister Hunt informed me that by phone that the Climate Commission had been abolished.
Professor Tim Flannery was putting on a brave face when he broke the news to reporters in Melbourne.
He was very gracious about that. He thanked me and the other commissioners who work in the climate area for our work. And on behalf of my fellow commissioners, I'd like to thank Minister Hunt, particularly for his support for our early reports in the Climate Commission work.
The Environment Minister, Greg Hunt, confirmed the decision shortly afterwards. He wasn't available for an interview, but in a statement said it was part of the government's efforts to reduce duplication and streamline its processes. The decision was not a surprise to Professor Flannery. He says he and his fellow commissioners are proud of their 27 reports and hope to be able to continue to give the public independent, verified advice on the science of climate change.
I won't comment on politics. I don't think that's constructive. But I do think we need a well-educated and well-informed public to make sure that we get the right sort of policy decisions in future.
Is there anything now that will take up the work that the Commission was doing?
Look, I'm not aware of any other organisation that can do the job the Commission was doing. You know, the Bureau of Meteorology puts out advice and information on weather events, but doesn't cover the economics or the international action happening around climate change. There's various other groups that may or may not be able to do some of it, but having an independent, strong authority that's committed to just telling the facts as they are is where the group that was doing that. You need a well-informed public in order to make the right sort of decisions.
But that won't happen now.
Maybe the government will find another way. I'm not aware. It's a good question for government. How will the Australian public remain informed about climate change?
A spokeswoman for the minister says the Environment Department will resume the role of informing the government and the wider public about climate change. The environment sector is despondent. Tony Moore is from the Australian Conservation Foundation.
It's really unfortunate that we've seen the first few steps of the new government unwind years of progress on climate change action in Australia. The Climate Change Commission has been a world-leading body in educating Australians about what climate change will mean for us. And things like the carbon price are policies that have been adopted around the world and that are making a real difference to greenhouse gas pollution.
The coalition government's plans for the Climate Change Authority were also never disguised. The minister's first instructions to his department are to prepare for the repeal of the carbon tax, and within that is the repeal of the authority. Headed by the former Reserve Bank Governor Bernie Fraser, its job is to give the government advice on the workings of the carbon price, including the appropriate caps and targets to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Spokeswoman for the authority says it's been aware of the government's intention to abolish the agency through the repeal of legislation. The Greens leader, Christine Milne, says it's a black day for the climate.
Tony Abbott has no viable scheme to bring down greenhouse gas emissions, and what he's now doing is trying to abolish the messenger. He doesn't want Australians to know exactly how much we could reduce our emissions by, the methods by which we could do it, or the time frame.
The authority is due to release a discussion paper in October and then next April give Parliament its recommendation of the appropriate emissions reduction target for 2020. It may take many months to repeal the legislation, but Senator Milne says she's worried the authority will be starved of resources and unable to complete its work.
I believe that because the government will not be able to dismantle the infrastructure that has been set up in legislation, what it will seek to do is to starve it of any institutional support or funding from the public service.
A spokeswoman for the minister, Greg Hunt, says the government will now discuss with the authority what its role should be as it waits for the legislation to be repealed. When he was asked earlier in the day about the government's approach to the wider public service, the Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, repeated this assurance.
I think we've got the right team in place, both in government and in the Australian public service, to get on with the job, and I'm looking forward to working with the Australian Public Service to achieve the objectives of the new government.
The Prime Minister Tony Abbott ending Naomi Woodley's report.